cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. This week, Lisa Lavallo shares some memories with her former teacher, Barbara Madison.
I want to talk to you a little bit about when I was in your fourth grade class. Can you remember back that far?
I can remember barely, but I can remember. And I think enough years have gone by. You can call me Barbara. That's fine.
I can't do it. Well, I remember that little gang of kids, and all of us were at Fort Lowell, and we all wanted to get you for fourth grade. And do you know why? Can you guess?
I don't know. Maybe I like to do a lot of art projects.
Because all our academic performance was rewarded with art. I mean, you had the most creative class. Everyone who had you for fourth grade just raved about you as a teacher, and the class was really fun. And so we all were hoping that we would get you for fourth grade. And so, of course, when I found out that I did, I was thrilled.
Do you remember when you all put on that puppet show and we invited the parents in? We made puppet heads.
I don't remember the puppet show.
No, don't remember that?
I remember making the clay pots, though, and doing, you know, mathematics and all the other stuff, too. But the best memory that I had, though, was that there was always this creative thing that we got to do in your class, from clay to the burlap angels that we made. And it was just so much fun to go to school.
Well, that's part of the game. Have it be fun.
Well, do you happen to remember the time that a few of us were sent by you on an errand to go and do some things to prepare for this art that we were going to do with clay? And you sent us to another classroom where we were supposed to organize everything and pay attention and get things ready.
I remember.
So we went over to this other classroom and ended up just basically throwing the clay everywhere and got some stuck on the ceiling. And what happened? What happened when you discovered this? Do you remember?
I think I took your clay object and said, start over.
And squished it. I think I was making one of those, you know, clay ashtrays, even though my parents didn't smoke. We all made those little pots. And then all our pots were squished.
But I know that just showed, though, that you weren't trying to be the perfect student all the time.
No.
Once in a while, things go a little astray.
Trying to get away with everything.
But yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a crushing blow, Mrs. Madison. Yeah. I carried that burden.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Now I've traumatized you forever.
I don't think so.
I had a very good class that year. It was a great class. Lots of leaders, yet they got along. They weren't trying to push each other out of the way all the time. It made the class interesting and exciting because you'd bring up so many good things. You were a leader, and you knew how to get the kids going, and even to get them how to shape up and listen once in a while when things might get out of control, and you did it in such a good way. And I think I see you still doing that kind of work today, and it makes me very proud.
Lisa Lavallo is the Southern Arizona Vice President and Systems Manager for Cox Communications. Her favorite teacher, Mrs. Barbara Madison, continues to support education by serving as president of the NEA's Retired Teachers Association. Teachers' Voices was produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.